Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome back to JP's World. If you are new to this podcast and have not tuned in, you can do it now on Spotify, Anchor, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Episode 1, My Story. Episode 2, Perseverance. And Episode 3, Driving with a Disability 101. It's a new year. Episode 4, coming up next. College football playoff, national championship game between Georgia and Alabama. Will Nick Saban be crowned once again, or will Kirby Smart take a ring back to Georgia? If you're tired of it, I have an answer. Just beat Alabama. It's highly unlikely, but can be done. Will it be Stetson Bennett or JT Daniels at quarterback for Georgia? Or will it be Bryce Young for Alabama? Indianapolis, Indiana, January 10th, 2018, National Championship rematch and SEC Championship rematch from this past season. Is Alabama too strong, too powerful, too big, or can Georgia take it? I believe so. It's going to be interesting. Now to the NFL playoffs. Top of the NFC, Green Bay Packers, Rams, Bucks, and Cowboys. 2, 3, and 4 seed. The AFC, Titans number 1 seed. Chiefs, Bengals, Bills. 2nd, 3rd, and 4th seed. I know one thing in the NFC. If you want to win a championship, you got to come through Lambeau. It could be Tom Brady and the Bucks again coming out of the NFC, but without Antonio Brown. He got mad on the sideline at the Jets game the other day. Took his pads off, jersey off, threw up the peace sign, and went to the locker room. Later, went to a Brooklyn Nets game. He's got way too many problems, only ones he knows the answer to. He won't be in the league anytime soon. He definitely isn't a Buck anymore. Good athlete. I don't think they have enough weapons, but we could be in for a surprise. Let's see where that one goes. Out of the AFC, the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow have won the AFC North for the first time in 6 years. Long shot if they could win the AFC championship, but it's possible. Some are also saying the Cowboys could come out of the NFC. Yeah, if they're consistent, they got to be more consistent. Let's just say the NFL playoffs will be good this season. Watch and see. Number 7, Big Ben played his final home game last night at Heinz Field. Said it was good to get a win, take one more knee, and be around the fans. He had a great career. He was a great quarterback. Some may be surprised he retired before Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Another veteran retiring from the NFL. So long, number 7. Last but not least, the word of the week. Motivation. Who motivates you? Does someone inspire you? Is it someone you admire or look up to? You're not incapable. You can do anything you put your mind to. We all want change, except we don't realize things change every day. Only one that has that answer is you. So for those out there who may be struggling, who want to change, be different, do better, I have some advice. Be who you are. Don't change for anyone else. Believe in yourself. Have confidence and know what you can do and what you're capable of. It can be done. Maybe not as soon as you want, but in time, it'll all work out. It's always a process to get what we want. Never let anyone dictate how you live your life. It's yours. Make sure the decisions you make help you grow in the future. Never stop pushing. You want something? Go get it. It's about you. That's all that matters. Nothing is given. Go earn what you want. Tune in next week, episode 5 on JP's World. Again, if you have not tuned in, you still can on Spotify, Anchor, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Episode 1, 2, and 3. Don't go too far, because we're not done yet. JP is out.